Delaware's chief federal judge has ordered the state to surrender employee wage records for 15 businesses targeted by an ICE investigation. WHYY's Chris Barish tells us about the ruling and the subpoenas that Governor Matt Meyer has fought for 14 months.
Federal investigators say they received tips that the companies are illegally employing undocumented immigrants. The targets include the Purdue Agribusiness Facility in Sussex County and other businesses that Meyer says have Spanish language names.
It's not about public safety. It's about turning worker information into a data pipeline for immigration enforcement, for ICE. The moment that workers fear their information will be used against them, our whole system of worker protection breaks down. We protect workers here. We do not set traps for them.
Meyer is considering an appeal of Judge Colin Connolly's ruling that the subpoenas are, quote, valid and enforceable. Connolly also wrote that the state's complaint about the Trump administration's intense immigration crackdown is a political argument not worthy of his legal review. Delaware's U.S. Attorney Ben Wallace applauded the ruling.
Federal law applies to everyone, whether they're a state or private entity, and whether they agree or disagree with the federal government's policy priorities.
Chadito Cavaki-Bateco, an advocate for Delaware Latinos, says many workers might quit their jobs.
They will be exposed. They will be detained because now they will be on the record who they are, where they live, and the tax information will be there, everything.
Most of the target companies' names are sealed, but records released by the state show they include a fence business and a Mexican restaurant. Purdue did not comment. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.